First thing is that sometimes it's very interesting because many federations in Europe, they do a lot of for men's basketball and little for women's basketball. This is the history of women's basketball in general. I have this situation in Spain 20 years ago. Then at some point, one federation makes the effort to put money in women's basketball, and then people complain for that. I mean, I think it's good that we have one federation who wants to put money in women's basketball. Because what happened? Pini Gerson comes here, many money goes there, and nobody says nothing. But women national team had 3 lagers. We went to Portugal, and the players are here. We went to Portugal in very difficult conditions, you know, because we don't want more conditions. We want normal conditions to work. We don't want luxury hotels. We don't want anything like this. Only normal conditions to work. And then this is big problem because Federation of Spain journey to Portugal because it's women. This is because it's women. What is this? This is 21st century. Women are the same than men. And if we don't accept that, then we have all mentality. But if Federation puts money in men's national team, nobody says nothing here. Federation puts little money in women's basketball, then this is big problem. And the problem is that women's basketball in Bulgaria is dying little by little. No teams, no players, it's dying. Our under-20 national team is terrible this year. And the only way is to have good national team. So this good national team can go to the big competitions. Then the government can put more money and the sponsors come to women's basketball. But if women's national team is nothing, if the clubs are nothing, then it's dying, dying, dying. So I think we should at least give the credit to the federation to put some money. No, not big money. We are not talking about Pini Gerson team. We are talking about little money to women's basketball. I think we have to give the credit to the federation for this. And I think in this respect, the federation, in my opinion, needs the support because they are believing that women's basketball is important and they are treating the players with respect. Not just, okay, they are women, it doesn't matter what they do. No, no, they are treating them with respect. And we go now to Praves, we will be same hotel than the men team. And I think this is very important, therefore. Why the men team good hotel, the woman team bad hotel? Why? What is this? This is 21st century. They are sport people like the men. So I think we have to appreciate that. Second thing is that this is not experiment. I don't know why you use the word experiment. I know somebody says this. Experiment is what you did in the past. 16 years, no Eurobasket qualification. This is experiment. Every year new coach, every year new coach, every year new coach, every year change players. Even the same coach changed the roster, 8 players in the last occasion. This is experiment, in my opinion. What is not experiment is to have program, think in the program, look for the players who have the future, who have the commitment, and we have an idea where to go, we know where to go. This is not experiment at all. And if the team fails, I assume the responsibility. I come here to assume the responsibility, it's no problem. I can go home tomorrow if people are not happy with me. I signed for 4 years, but I told the president, I broke my contract. When people are not happy, I go to my house, no problem. I assume the responsibility. But I don't think if we go to Division B, why to think we go to Division B? What happened? These players don't know how to play basketball. They are so bad. These players are terrible players. We don't go to Division B. What is this? Okay, you can go to Division B. You can go to Eurobasket because this is a sport. This is a sport. If you don't want to Division B, don't play. It's better. But it's big disaster. What is big disaster is 16 years, no Eurobasket. This is disaster. 14 like Bulgaria. Krasi Ivanova is here. She was one of the greatest players in Europe. Many Bulgarian players have been the greatest players in Europe. And what happened with that? 16 years, no Eurobasket at all. This is disaster, in my opinion. Not now thinking, maybe we go to Division B. Maybe we go to Division B. We see little. We see little. We have to think we go to Eurobasket, not to we go to Division B. Of course, if we go to Division B, we say, okay, we are terrible, kill. Maybe I come to Bulgaria, no, the police don't want me to come to the country anymore. Well, no problem. But, okay, but we have to have courage to do something. Because if not, we go back, and at the end we die. This is the situation. We need to go forward. And I believe in these players. So it's not that I say, okay, Perostiska is not here. Oh, terrible! But this is not the truth. Perostiska is not Pau Gasol, my friend.
He's a good player, but he's not Pau Gasol, because now it looks that Perostiska now is Pau Gasol. If she's not in the team is finished. What is this? I mean, she played for Burukov 5 minutes in January last year. What happened? Burukov is stupid or what? Boskov didn't have Perostiska in the national team. Boskov is stupid or what? What happened? Now Perostiska is Pau Gasol or what happened here? What happened? She's better than Jacqueline Zlatanova. What happened? She's not a good player. What happened? She cannot play. She's Division B player. What? You are saying these players are Division B players? You say this? Because it looks that you say this. I believe in this team. I'm sorry because these three players are not here, but I forget about these players already. I don't care about these players. I feel that Perostiska, Brancova, they can be, other players can play. Jacqueline Zlatanova, Steffi Miteva, Dimana Gorgieva, they can play. Radostina Slavova, they can play very good players. What happened? We don't have respect for these players? What happened? Slavova is a Division B player? You say this in front of her? You say you are a Division B player or what? This, I believe in this team. And I think this team is the future for Bulgaria. And I think this team has a lot of chance to change many things in Bulgarian basketball. And if you go to Ruse to see this team, you will be proud of this team for sure. Because they will play very good basketball, in my opinion. Maybe, okay, I don't know if we will win, because this is a sport, and the other teams are very good. And they have years of advantage for us. Because we should do this maybe 10 years ago, not now. But okay, it's never late to start. We start now. But this is not experiment. I don't do experiments. I did that before. I did that before. I am not new in this job. I am not new in this job. I did that before. So I know what I'm doing. I did that before. España is medal. Every Eurobasket is medal, España. Every Eurobasket in the last 15 years. And we did program very similar to this. So I know what I'm doing. I'm not new in this job. I'm not playing here. I don't have time to play. I'm not here just for fun or because I like Jacqueline Zlatanova. I would like to see her in bikini, in the beach or something. It's not the situation. I come here to work very hard and to do something. And this is not experiment. It's not experiment. Experiment is what happened in the past. This was experiment. Every year, one coach, different team. This is experiment. And look what happened. Because it looks like the team was very successful all the time. And now I come here to do something crazy. So it looks like this. Bulgaria, medal every year. And then this guy from Spain comes here and he's going to spoil everything. Do you see some people think this or what? Sorry. But I sorry.
С няколко штрихи ще кажа за което той така емоционално изрази. Първо каза, че федерацията заслужава уважение за това, че е прави усилия, вярва в женския баскетбол, защото в повечето федерации пари се наливат само в мъжкия баскетбол, но в 21 век жените са равни на мъжете и такова мислене не е адекватно. Освен това казва, че ако националният отбор се развива, ако постигне успех и стигне до европейско първенство, тогава ще има и повече клубове, по-голям интерес от спонсори, което ще означава и развитие на женски баскетбол като цяло, който в момента в България умира. Освен това казва, че това, което прави за женски национален отбор, не е експеримент. Той следва строга програма и освен това го е правил вече много години преди това в Испания. Знам какво правя. Правил съм го преди и експериментът е по-скоро това, което се е случило в последните 16 години, когато различни треньори са сменили отборите и резултатът е бил един и същ. Казва също така, че поема цялата отговорност и ако той има договор, за него не е проблем, ако не го харесат или не се получи, ако някой, ако се прецени, че това е провал, да си тръгне, но той вярва и има куража да прави тези неща и да вярвам в играчите в този отбор и се надявам всички вие да се убедите и да бъдете горди с този отбор, когато дойдете в Русе.